This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he's narrowed down his list of possible Supreme Court nominees to five people and expects to announce his choice to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg by Friday or Saturday. Mr. Trump has said he will name a woman and identify three of his choices as Amy Coney Barrett, Barbara Lagoa, and Alison Jones Rushing, three conservatives he appointed to federal appellate court judgeships in recent years. He declined to name the other two possible choices in an interview Monday on the Fox and Friends show. Mr. Trump said, "We have an obligation to do what's right and act as quickly as possible." He dismissed the contention by his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, that the winner of the November 3rd presidential election ought to make the court selection after being inaugurated in January. Mr. Trump said the Senate should vote to confirm his nominee before the election. He said there was zero chance that the Democrats wouldn't try to fill a Supreme Court vacancy if they controlled both the presidency and the Senate, as Republicans do now. Meanwhile, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the U.S. Supreme Court justice who died of cancer on Friday, will lie in repose this week at both the U.S. Supreme Court and the Capitol building before her private internment ceremony at her Arlington National Cemetery next week. The Supreme Court announced the arrangements on Monday after she died of cancer Friday at age 87. The liberal and feminist icon is expected to lie in repose at the Supreme Court Wednesday and Thursday, where members of the public can pay their last respects. Friday, her body will be moved to the U.S. Capitol building, where friends, family, and fellow Supreme Court justices will attend a private ceremony. You can find more on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States is imposing sweeping new sanctions on Iran to curb Tehran's nuclear, missile, and conventional arms threats after Washington asserted that the United Nations arms embargo on Iran was reimposed indefinitely late Saturday. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said Monday that U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is imposing new sanctions and export control measures on 27 entities and individuals connected to Iran's nuclear weapons program. A White House executive order lays out the plans to block the property of individuals involved in transferring arms materials and military equipment to and from Iran. The State Department and Treasury Department also outline how foreign individuals and businesses will be penalized for violations. Late Saturday, the U.S. asserted that all U.N. sanctions eased or lifted by the 2015 nuclear deal are reimposed and must be enforced by U.N. member states. But U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the United Nations will not take any action until a decision on the matter is made by the U.N. Security Council. China and Russia have rejected the U.S. position, while Britain, France, and Germany say the U.S. announcement doesn't have any legal effect. Indian authorities have confirmed that at least 10 people died in a residential building collapse Monday morning in Maharashtra state. Search and rescue teams are working to find and bring to safety dozens of people who may be trapped in the rubble. At least 11 people were injured when the four-story building collapsed, according to a local official. The building was more than 30 years old and was due for repair and renovation. Those were delayed due to the COVID-19 lockdown. During the June to September monsoon season, when heavy rains weaken the foundations of buildings that are poorly constructed or old, India experiences frequent structure collapses. In Afghanistan Sunday, relatives of victims and witnesses told the Associated Press that government airstrikes in the northern part of the country killed at least 24 people, including children, and wounded six others. Two witnesses contacted by the Associated Press news agency said most of those killed in Saturday's airstrikes, which struck the village of Syed Ramazan in Kunduz province, were civilians. The Afghan Defense Ministry said the airstrikes killed 30 Taliban fighters, and an investigation is underway into claims that civilians were among those killed. The village is in Khanabad district, which is controlled by the Taliban. A spokesman for the Taliban condemned the airstrikes and said the Taliban was not conducting any military operations in the area at the time of the airstrikes. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.